Yeah, don't tell people you have a podcast.
We just had a cool conversation about getting more
listeners. No. I know that. I'm saying don't specifically tell the people you're talking shit about that you have a podcast.
I don't talk shit about those people. Or if I, like, I don't say anything on here, I don't say to their faces.
Okay, you should stop doing that too. All right.
That's a fair advice.
Yeah, I just life coached.
How about you just stop being an asshole to people?
I just life coached you. See, that's what happened. That's the beauty part about this show. We're not the only ones. They're not the only ones learning here. Sometimes, by the way, I got to tell you, the hat looks far too small for your head.
I love this hat.
That hat looks like it's barely hanging on. It looks like it's doing some work to get over that dome. I don't know. Is that the weird?
This is the Hulk.
Okay, I can't see anything in this car. All right, so here's what's going to happen. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so the Hulk. That's a little boy's hat you have on.
It was on sale.
It doesn't mean you have to buy it.
Honestly, it's become my favorite hat because it's, like, so versatile and it does look
weird.
I don't know why.
Explain to me its versatility in the
hat. I know it's probably, like, goes in the face of what a hat should do, but when I look up, I can't even see the bill
because, like, it's tiny.
It feels like I have a hat on, but it's not intrusive to my life in any way.
You know what it looks like?
What
it looks like? You bought a hat when you were 10 years old, and never took it off, but continued to grow. That's what it looks like. It looks like the hat. I feel bad for the hat.
This is a fair assessment.
And by the way, the "it was on sale" is not an excuse. There's all kinds of shit.
Well, that's the reason I got it.
You know
but
what?
Then it crept its way into my heart by just feeling good on my head.
You know what? Last time I was at...
it's an adult hat.
Yeah, not the adult I'm looking at. And it messed up your hair. You got a nice coil.
No, the reason I'm wearing the hat is the hair was messed up.
Well,
I didn't do anything there.
I mean, you have several hats. You could have gone... Listen, last time I was at Lowe's, I saw a nail gun on sale. Mm-hmm. You know why I didn't buy that nail gun?
What?
I have no use for a fucking nail gun.
Okay.
Why would I? Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is Accidental Life Coach. I'm Gary. He's Jinx.
Hey.
Took a week off or so because I was under the weather I'm a good person.
Yep. Thank you for that.
I don't know if I got my kid sick or if my kid got me sick, but, like, we woke up the other day and we were just both. We just gave each other the look like, I'm not fucking doing anything today. This is fucking...
We're done.
But I'm feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. She's still terribly ill. But I don't understand what's happening to kids these days. She refuses to stay home from school.
Ugh.
She has to go to school. She loves school. That shit will change, right? Mm-hmm. I remember, look, I was good in school, and I loved school until I didn't, until I wasn't.
Over.
Have you ever heard of the AVID class? I don't know if...
AVID.
AVID. Okay, let me tell you the bullshit of this whole thing. So when I was in the eighth grade, I did work. I worked on stuff. So I had really good grades. And you could apply. In eighth grade, you could apply for this class called AVID. I forget what the letter stood for. It's something. I don't care.
Okay.
But they're like, oh, this is like a... it's kind of like a... Not a gifted class, but, like, these are, like, honor roll kids.
Okay.
Little did they know that once I got to high school, I had planned to fuck everything up, including my future, and I wasn't going to fucking maintain those grades, but I got into this class.
Yeah.
And the class was the biggest scam ever. The class was, they taught you nothing. They didn't provide anything for you to do. The class was, you have to do homework on your homework. So, like, we would have to take notes on all of our classes and then take it to that class. So, like, we would have to go... The class was, hey, you guys, you're smart. Go above and beyond the stuff you're already learning.
But they're not going to guide you on how to do that. They're just
We'd have to pick a class and do a presentation on it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. I was like, this teacher's getting paid, and he's literally just piggybacking off all these other teachers. He's not doing anything. I was kicked out of that class for poor grades. So joke's on you, assholes.
Boom.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, guys. This is our season finale.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're taking a break again. But we're coming back strong.
Mm-hmm. Season 2 on the way.
Season 2 is
on
the way.
We got renewed.
We did. We got picked up for a second
Fuck
season.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. The ratings came in. They were great. A slight problem. You are being replaced.
Oh, damn.
You shouldn't have tweeted all those racist tweets. I am replacing you. Don't worry. We will kill you off respectfully and with class.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to kill you off. I'm going to get someone who kind of looks like you, but their hat will probably most
Somebody
likely.
Somebody fucking sent me a message this week with them taking a picture of somebody who looks kind of like me
mm-hmm.
and said I was being replaced.
I got to say.
I got that like you, a few days ago.
A lot like, of people look bitch. Like you, though.
It's very weird.
A lot of people. I told you I about the Nazi guy, right?
No.
There's a guy who looked just like you. The last time I went to the county fair. The guy looked just like you. This is what confused me about this guy. He had the big bushy beard,
mm-hmm.
big dude, tall dude. He had a swastika tattoo.
You did tell me about
He had
about
a
this
swastika
guy, yeah.
tattoo on his forearm, but he was the most pleasant, happy-looking motherfucker I've ever... Like, if I see a guy with a swastika tattoo,
yeah.
I'm not going to, like, ask him for directions or anything, right? I feel like he might not want, you know, me to bother him, and I definitely don't want to hang out with the dude. But this guy's face... Like, it was so
just
inviting.
Joyful.
He was so happy. He was holding like a corn dog. And
mostly
shit. Like,
because he's out of jail and loving life.
I'm thinking that he may have snapped out of it, and yeah. he was no longer a white supremacist, right? But if that were the case,
yeah.
no matter the weather, you long sleeve it, right? You got to long sleeve it.
Or just invest in some, like a little bit of a cover up, couple hundred bucks, take care of that, unless you're.
Yeah, but
scared you're going back in for some reason.
But still, you long sleeve it. It's an easy fix. You can't.
True.
Listen, you can't smile.
But the fair here, September gets hot.
Still, you cannot smile and have a swastika. You can't do that. It's not.
I mean,
it's not. It doesn't work.
It's tough. Definitely, it's tough to pull off. I remember I used to take the bus from another town into this town.
No need to brag, Jinx.
All the time.
There's no need to make people feel bad.
I was able to, you know, afford that $1.50 day pass. So there's a guy I met on there who did some time in jail.
Right. I don't know why you said
really,
it like that.
Really nice guy. Was an artist, and he had a swastika tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
He had that covered up, and he would always explain to people, like, before he had it covered up. He's like, yes, I did what I had to do in jail. Like, I joined where I had to go.
Wait, so
like,
he...
Like, he admits to, like, I'm not... Or at least now he's not a racist or whatever. He's like, no, when I was in jail and I was white and I had nowhere else to go.
Okay, so he's saying he never was
no.
racist.
Yeah,
he just
got
did that
tattoo while he was there to get
I don't think you need that. Couldn't you just...
That's what I'm upset about. Like, I don't know how jails are, but every show I've seen, they group up. Like,
well, I'm guessing
if
you're...
If I'm doing
listen.
My time... Well, first of all, I'm a man with... With breasts, so I'm not going to do well in jail. Like, I'm a delicious piece of meat walking in there, dude. And it's a scary place. If I go to jail, I want, like, solitary sounds great.
Yeah,
throw me in a room with a little book.
You
I'm
punch
fine.
You punch a cop, man. That's what
right
you do.
Away.
You punch one of those non-cops. What are they called?
The prison guards?
Yes, there we go. You punch
the
one of those non-guards.
Yeah.
I keep knocking this thing over. I don't know, man. It's like if you want to join the game. I don't know why we're talking about it. If you want to join the
we're
prison,
we're
gonna
do some life coaches.
If you want to join the prison gang,
yeah.
I don't think any one of them would make you get the tattoo. I think if you shave your head and you know sprinkle the N word every once in a while, I think that's good enough. I don't think you need the tattoo.
There was that great Key and Peele.
Key and Peele.
That's what I call them.
Yeah.
That skit where that one. They had one prisoner who hated people with hair. He was a black guy. So
right.
He's a skinhead. So he would start a fight, like, you hair-having piece of shit. And he started a fight, and he would think these white supremacists were on his side.
I gotta say, now that you bring that up,
uh-huh.
Maybe we should start a hate group. Listen, hear me out. We should just start a hate group, but, like, we gotta come up with something new to hate.
Okay.
Like, something
new pops up every day, buddy.
No, but I mean something that is... Hey, by the way, question...
Mm-hmm.
Do you think The Rock could take back the swastika? Listen,
it's a thing of brotherhood now. It's
I know
really...
that, like, you know, certain groups
mm-hmm.
take back certain words to sort of, you know, diffuse,
yeah.
right? Isn't The Rock likable enough if he got a swastika tattoo and then explained it all in an Instagram video? Wouldn't that put a dent in white supremacy? I think it would put a dent in it.
Okay.
Because, you know, listen, if I'm in the KKK, I'm still a fan of The Rock. That's all I'm saying. I'm still a fan of... I might be watching his movies through the hood.
Okay.
But there's holes in that hood, man. So you can watch The Rock.
All right.
I don't think anyone hates
him. Yeah, no, nobody can. Yeah, he can, not even him can bring that back. And it's not worth bringing back.
I didn't say bringing back. It's never left. I'm saying take it back. Defuse, baby.
Defuse it.
That's what we should be doing. Instead of fucking talking about stupid people and their stupid problems on goddamn, we should be taking it back. We should be defusing things.
Another bus stop Hitler story. I was at a bus stop here.
Is that a Counting Crows song?
Yeah, I don't know. It was across the street from where we're at now.
Okay.
Sitting at a bus stop. Guy. He's, he's sitting there, standing there waiting.
Yeah.
Talking to somebody else about how he just got out. And I'm like, oh, okay, hey, man, that's cool. And he's all, check, I got this right before I left. And then right on his, he was an in-shape guy. So on where his love handle would be, like the lower.
I like how we are so out of shape.
That's how we describe stuff.
We are so out of shape. We have to describe this. Where his fat would be.
Where his kidney would be, I guess.
Okay.
Like we, a portrait of Hitler.
Classy?
So well done.
Was it classy?
Like, yeah, it was really well done. I looked at it, I was like, what the fuck? Like, that is some craftsmanship on that. Terrible subject to really put on, put that kind of craftsmanship into. But I was like, somebody in jail did this for you? He was like, yeah.
Art?
And it was like, didn't even look like a blue prison tattoo. Mm-hmm. Really black, dark lines. Shading was immaculate. I was like, somebody's talents are really going to waste.
Art is art. I don't know what to tell you.
I could tell him was it looked well done, and it did. I was like, shit, man. Like,
do you think you'd be like, okay.
You know he lost, right? I want to tell all these people that he lost.
I don't know. Like, I hear he's frozen like Disney, and when the time is right, he's coming back.
That's I swear to God, there's this guy who shops in my store who looks like Hitler's Argentine bastard child that he had after he went to like Argentina and had a kid. Like, it looks just like Hitler, but like with a slightly Latin feel. And I'm like, what?
It's
like complete with toothbrush mustache.
Okay,
it's ridiculous.
Listen, if you
he's like a 50-year-old.
This is
Latin man.
Okay, he's racist. He's
hard part.
Nope.
To the side.
Fan of Hitler.
Hard part to the side. Nope. Graying sides, and then he clearly dyes it black.
No, that's
and then
see, here's
just
the thing.
Toothbrush mustache.
Here's the thing. If I was just born. Mm-hmm. Looking like Hitler, like
try very hard not
I
to.
I would definitely not have the mustache.
Yeah.
There would be if you don't do everything in your power to not look like Hitler. Mm-hmm. You like Hitler, right? You have to like Hitler. You have
he's
to.
Gotta know. He's gotta
Although
know.
That fucking Michael Jordan, I think he still might be using that Hitler mustache.
He can bring it back if he wants to bring that.
You
back.
Know what now?
But or take it back, as you say.
See, because here's the thing: Chaplin came out right, and it was the Chaplin stash.
Yeah.
And then Hitler took it away from him, and he's like, "Whoa."
Turns out Chaplin wasn't much better than Hitler.
I guess not, but yes. But then Michael Jordan's like, oh no, I got both of them
sorry,
covered.
Get the fuck out of here. How many rings you got, Hitler? None. That's
well,
right.
I mean, he went undefeated for a long time. Yeah. For a while.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do you remember that finals that Jordan lost? Of course you
no,
don't, because it never fucking happened.
Yes. Okay, so here's what this season finale is going to be, you cocksuckers. I don't know why I lashed out at them.
Or people who don't suck cock.
You gotta assume, though, play the odds.
I mean,
most people listening to my voice right now suck cock.
Falling on both those.
Some people do it because they like it. Some people do it because they're joining a frat. By the way, the numbers weren't good when I started my own frat. I don't understand what it was. Sure, put the goldfish up your ass. Suck my dick. Can't do it. It was hurtful to me. I felt hurt by it. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. Over the last month...
That was the worst ad you ever put out,
yeah.
By the way. It was weird.
Over the last month, I've been asking you, some might say begging, some of you to leave us a review on iTunes. A lot of you did. And now we are going to read those reviews. Mm-hmm. We might talk about the reviews.
Okay.
And then we're gonna randomly choose.
I need light on that.
All right, yeah, put the light. We're gonna randomly choose one of these reviews.
I think we should mix up the cards and just draw.
That's what we're gonna do. Once we're done, we fold that shit up, we put it in this bag, and then we're gonna pull one out.
Oh, okay. That's what
yeah.
We brought it back.
I brought the bag. Well, also for the weed you promised me too.
Oh yeah, it's in my trunk.
By the way, we smoke weed.
I haven't in
well,
he
gives
months.
He gives me weed to smoke. You're part of the problem. You're definitely part of the problem. Okay, I'll go first.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go. This first one is from Funks. It's titled Two Guys in a Car, which is basically, that's all you kind of need to, that's what we do. And a lot of people ask us, or they ask me, like, why do you do this in a car? And I've explained it to them before. We don't have any equipment, and also, I don't know how to use equipment. So we put the recorder on the dashboard, and by the way, we would have to drive somewhere to record.
We just do it here.
Acoustically,
it works.
It works.
Yeah.
Acoustically.
Yeah.
Anyway, Funk says, Jinx and Gary are great. Half right. I often wonder what the leaf blower guy thinks as he walks by the car and sees fogged up windows. Probably two guys reading emails, of course. Okay, so Funks is a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta say, okay, I was at the park and the leaf blower people are out. Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna shit on something good right now.
All right.
I forget the name of the company. I wrote it down. I forgot the name of the company, but it's a company that hires like special needs people, I guess. Okay. That's a weird way to
it's
say
called
it.
Able.
There you go. Okay, mm-hmm. Right? Now, here's the thing. That's a good thing. It's a good company. It's doing good things, right?
I say no,
because here's the thing. I saw a lady take a leaf blower and blow a sidewalk that had not a single fucking leaf for an hour. And what I saw in my brain was, here's somebody who can work,
mm-hmm.
somebody who wants to work, somebody who could do something that matters. Instead, she's literally blowing cement while the guy in charge sat down and ate donuts for the entire fucking hour. So listen, if this president of ours, if he wants to build a wall, I know a lot of people out there getting paid for nothing.
They don't get paid very much.
Well,
do you know what minimum wage is? Because they don't even fucking get that. They get like $2 or $3 an hour. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, I know who's not making $2 or $3 an hour.
The guy
sitting down on his ass eating a fucking donut.
Yeah, he's making a lot more money.
By the way, the best part was, like, I saw the leaf blower thing, right? And to me, it's like, she's just making noise. Mm-hmm. This person is just, she's just fucking making noise. Just give her money to not do this.
It's like, because Able Industries, yes, they do some good stuff. I keep my little sister out of that so that we, like, because it's just a,
well,
it's just like a babysitting operation where they give them like a little something to do. They pay them very little money to do actual work. Like they do a lot of packing stuff too.
But the worst part to me is that they're not doing actual work. They're pretending to do work, but they could clearly do work. It makes no sense to me.
I think they can do like, it's a sustainability type of thing. They can't do a job for a long time doing that type of thing. So basically, they just have something for them to do, even if it's really nothing.
But these people that I saw mm-hmm. today,
yeah,
they could do things.
Like
they could do, like if this person I saw leaf blowing nothing,
yeah,
she's able to do something that could matter. But they instead, I saw a guy taking out an empty bag of trash. An empty bag of trash. Let's. How about?
It's got to be changed out every day, no matter the trash. And
really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a fuck. People get blowjobs at that park. And we got to change
understand.
The fucking
yep.
trash? By the way, Yelp took away my fucking... Yelp took away my fake review of the park. Mm-hmm. I reviewed the park, and I gave it... First of all, I always give these places 5 stars. Always. I don't want to shit on a business, because usually when I'm reviewing these things on Yelp, I've never actually been... to said business, but I always comment on something that has nothing to do with the business, and then I give them 5 stars. So the park one, I was like, oh, it's got great equipment, it's always taken care of, it looks very clean. I got a blowjob there in 1997, and that stayed there for like 6 months, and then I got an email, hey, your fucking comment was removed for the blowjob thing. Like, what? I brightened someone's day with that comment. Do you understand that? I brightened somebody's day. Somebody read fucking 19 bullshit. By the way, who the fuck is reading Yelp reviews for a park?
I wrote a review for a...
Kazoos.
I did that one.
We heard all about it.
For a rest stop. Not the one where somebody fucking shook the dick at me. But I did the one...
Out of curiosity, how many stars would you get the dick shaking one?
0 stars is possible. But I think you gotta do one.
You gotta apparently. Do... I think you can do half.
It's terrible. But like, I went to this other one.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly clean. Mm-hmm. Well lit. Nobody shook the dick at me. 5 stars. It didn't even pass like the review process. Like they just denied it. Like, oh.
But it was all true.
Yeah, it's all true, and that's for a review. Like, hey, if you're gonna stop at this rest stop, guess what? Nobody's gonna shake their dick at you. That's a good thing to know. I wish I had known. I'm gonna let you know, like, avoid the Enoch Christopherson rest stop coming out of Sacramento, because it's, you will get a dick shook at you. And God, the fucking machine's terrible. Like, it fucking, the lid, the coffee cup came upside down. Poured right on the bottom of the fucking coffee. I thought, son of a bitch.
I thought you said copy machines. Like, who's going to a truck stop to make copies?
All right, next one.
People, you know, Rob Schneider's there making jokes.
All right, this comes from Pop Culture 27.
I like him.
Or her.
It's a him, okay. For sure, 100%.
Hilarious and entertaining. Mm-hmm. Not only is it engaging, but it tickles the funny bone and you learn life lessons. What could be better than that?
Where do you think the funny bone is located? Like,
tickles the
funny
bone.
Point on my body where you think the funny bone is. Go ahead.
Where it tickles your funny bone?
Yeah.
If it's relating to this podcast, it's going to be right there, buddy. Pointing to your ear.
Pointing to my ear? That's the funny bone?
That's your funny. That's where our funny bones are at. That's where I hear funny things.
By the way, are you ticklish?
Yeah. I can hide it pretty well.
Is that the pop culture?
Yeah.
I'm not ticklish at all except for the bottom of my feet.
Okay.
So like I'm untickleable. Like you right. you would have to catch me off guard and sneak up on me when I happen to be barefoot. Like, you would have to really want it.
I have a friend who
thank you, Pop Culture 27.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the review. She's ticklish, but she gets violent when you tickle her. Or, like, so she told me. Which meant I was going to try and tickle every chance. And the fist would come flying, which is great, because...
Man, you're one of those people, though.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Don't tickle people.
People say that, but, like...
Yeah, because
it's
annoying.
Sometimes it's fun, like, if you, like, come up behind an old man, and you just tickle him, and see him go, like, ah, and you're like, oh, and he realizes, he's all, God damn it, a grown man's tickling me, and they get angry. I like that moment. I like that moment a lot.
That is probably the most natural response to that. Yeah, getting angry. Don't do that.
So funny.
Nobody likes to be tickled.
Nobody does.
And here's the worst part about it. Every reaction you have, every natural reaction you have to getting tickled is the exact opposite of what you actually feel when being tickled. You have joy.
Yeah.
You're expressing joy when getting tickled, but inside your head, you're like, you fucking make this stop.
Yep.
Don't you ever try to tickle me.
It's going to happen now.
You got to wait till my shoes are off, buddy.
We'll get those shoes off.
I don't know. I don't like your tone. I don't like your fucking tone. Okay. This is my favorite review.
Okay.
Because this review came from someone who clearly has never heard this podcast.
All right.
A lot. Okay. Some people have reviewed this show that follow me on Periscope.
Okay.
That I assumed they would also listen to the podcast, but when I read this review, it's clear to me this person has never once listened to the show. I still thank you for your reviews.
They listen to your Periscope.
Yeah.
But not the show.
Yeah, some.
And I've seen your Periscope.
Yes, it's entertaining.
Not as good as the show.
Oh, but it's pretty entertaining.
Not as good as the show.
Okay, well, you know, we all have opinions.
Although part of your Periscope is this show, which is happening right now.
Yeah, we're currently doing
yes.
it. And this person might be listening right now. Simply Miss Tonya, she writes in.
Okay.
I'm going to just let me know if something doesn't sound right to you in this review. Again, thank you, Tonya, for the review. Very kind. It's titled, Take His Advice at Your Own Risk. I mean, what can I say? He's funny. He's a genius. He's truly a gem at giving comedic advice. You won't be disappointed. Simply Miss Tonya. Now, that tells me she's never heard the show because you don't make too many appearances on my Periscope broadcast.
Yeah.
So she clearly is just a nice person that did that. But if she did listen to the show... She would probably have noticed I'm not talking to myself for an hour.
Yeah, that's what she's used to on the Periscope, just you.
To be fair, this could be a backhanded insult to me, and she could be talking about
you. Yeah, I assume she was just talking about me and how funny and how great my advice is.
Those things aren't incorrect.
Okay.
You say that thinking it's going to be a fight. I'm saying no.
Right.
That this could describe both of us. It's clearly describing me and me only in this situation, but it could. The words she used could describe you, me. You. I think you are a genius, but you're like one of those weird geniuses.
All right, I'll take that.
You know, like, we won't appreciate your genius till long after you're dead.
I like to think, like, once people find my manuscripts after I died, like, they're gonna be like, "Holy shit!
Wow, we really missed the boat on this one." I you know what? I'll be the first person in that wherever you die.
Wherever you're at.
I was just thinking, sure I'm like, I don't know if he's going to die at home. He might be up to something. But I'm going to go to your home. I'm going to take your manuscripts, and I'm going to take it to, like, Good Morning America. They like shit like that.
Yeah.
As long as it's a manuscript and not a manifesto, because I don't want to be a part of that.
I mean, people can take it either way.
Okay, I'm just going to mind my own business when you kick off. It's fine. I don't want to get involved. All right, next up.
Next up is from Hizzy, 5678.
Yeah, Hizzy. She's listening currently as we speak.
Hey.
At least she was when I put the phone down.
She gave up.
Maybe she quit. I don't know.
All right. One of my faves. ... Mm-hmm. Love this podcast. It's hilarious. Sure. Some of the advice I wouldn't give my worst enemy, but... All right. I got to disagree with you there.
Yeah, we're going to definitely...
Every once in a while, there is a nugget of a great advice that Dr. Phil wishes he had given. All right.
Okay. So let me... I think we're on the same page with that.
Yeah.
Let me just start off by saying thank you so much for taking the time to review the show. It does help us out a lot. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But where do you get off with our...
Let me tell you something.
Your worst enemy?
And then Dr. Phil wishes he could give this advice on the daily. Get the fuck out of here with that.
I will say this. Listen,
Dr. Phil.
I'm not confident in myself or my talents or my abilities at all. I'm way less confident in yours. But anything we've ever said, more useful... More insightful, more entertaining than anything Dr. Phil has ever done in his entire life. By the way,
yes,
and we've talked about this on another podcast before, but that fucking Cash Me Outside girl, have you heard the news? Son of a bitch. Okay, remember?
I tried to get you to go to that concert.
I was never going to go to that concert.
I wanted you to go.
Okay, so last time we talked, she was making all this money for her. She just signed a deal for like a makeup company. For $900,000. She's fucking 15.
There's no God.
I mean, how could there be?
There's no.
How could there be a God if that girl is a she's a millionaire now. She's a millionaire.
Yeah.
She's, and it's Dr. Phil, by the way.
Dr. Phil's fault. And so here's where I think we really separate ourselves from Dr. Phil.
Well, there's two of us.
I mean, yes. All we ask for are these sweet reviews you're giving.
That's it.
We thank you for it.
Yeah.
Are you going to find our goddamn book every goddamn year over there? No.
Well, to be fair, that's mostly because writing a book is super hard.
He does have other people. And guess what? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to sell you my wife's makeup. I'm not going to get my son on for some fuck off reason. I don't give a shit.
I hear his son is like a nice guy, though.
I'm sure they're all nice people.
No. Dr. Phil can't be. He can't be. Full disclosure. I was about to say I did my research on Dr. Phil. I read Dr. Phil's Wikipedia page, so it may not be as accurate.
100%.
Okay. But he's just a shyster. He's a con man.
Exactly.
He's a guy who's gone to court many times for stealing shit from other people, and he gets a TV show. It's fucking Oprah. It's that evil bitch Oprah, and she creates a bunch of these other tiny little fucking Oprah wannabes, and then they create the Cash Me Outside girl, and she's making $1 million while you and me are thanking Hizzy for a backhanded compliment on a goddamn podcast. By the way, Hizzy, thank you so much
thanks for the thing.
Nuggets. Nuggets? We drop boulders. We drop boulders of information on you people. How dare you say it's Nuggets? Thank you for your... I hope you win.
We're not the Denver Nuggets. We're the Colorado Rockies.
I don't understand the reference.
High fives.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Great radio show. Apparently my grandmother came back from the dead to leave this review. Great radio show. Hilarious good time. I don't know what country this guy's from. Hilarious good time. These guys have been podcasting for a while now. This is definitely their best work from Weasel Dude. I gotta say, I appreciate all of these reviews, but I appreciate the one from a guy named Weasel Dude the most. Clearly a fan of all the podcasts we've done. It's true.
It's been a journey.
It's you know what? And the destination, it's we don't even know where we're going. We'll see. About the journey. Who knows where we're going?
Alice in Wonderland quote. Oh, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, and we're taking them all.
I don't think I've ever seen Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, read the book? No.
I don't think I've ever taken in any version of it whatsoever. Okay. Any of the movies.
I have some Alice in Wonderland Vans I was wearing the other day. They're great. I like the movie. Love everything about it.
You dress fun sometimes. Not now. You dress like your head. Honestly, your head looks gigantic right now. Your head's normal size. You got a normal size head.
I wear a 7 5/8 hat.
That's a big size.
Yeah, it's one over from the middle. So it's not too big, but it is a little bigger than
7 1/4, 7 5/8, yeah. And then an 8, right? Or 7 7/8.
Yeah, then it goes lower, like
7 7/8, then an 8.
Yeah, it goes over. I'm not way over on that spectrum.
But no.
Yeah.
You don't have an abnormally large head. Mm-hmm. But when you wear that tiny fucking hat that you have on right now, your head looks huge.
Oh, was I wearing a hat?
I don't know anymore.
I didn't notice. Can't see it.
But the whole reason you would wear a hat is so that the bill covers the sun.
It covers the, like, one, because we're in a rainy season.
the 4 days we get rain.
Yeah, it covers just enough of the eyebrow to block the glasses from getting wet. But not so much as when I look up and see it. Nothing there.
That hat is aggravating. It's an aggravating
hat. Does it make you angry?
It does.
That's the whole cat.
Oh, I hate you.
Yes.
So. Okay. All right. Read the next fucking review, you fucking asshole.
This is from DJ Riva, or RVA.
DJ RVA, who is now, he's changed his name, by the way, on the internet. He's now known as DJ Easy Bake. All
right.
That is his new name. He took my advice to change his name.
DJ Easy Bake.
He owns like 4 ovens in one house. He's crazy. He's a crazy person. But he reviewed the show. So DJ Easy Bake, we appreciate you to a certain extent. Okay.
They feed the cats over there.
Okay, they don't know what you're talking about.
Pointing to a car that Gary was distracted by, even though I'm the one that's always distracted easily.
Okay, but when I get distracted, I can still speak. You just shut down. It's like you can't. Oh, and then you just go down. I was wondering what the car was up to, but I was also talking. And now look, now you've caused us to get distracted once more because now I have to defend myself. I'm tired of fucking defending myself between you and Hizzy with her fucking backhanded compliments. Weasel dude's cool. He's there for it. Anyway, read his stupid thing.
They're feeding the cats. All right, from DJ Easy Bake. My favorite podcast.
Uh-huh.
This has quickly become the podcast that I look forward to weekly.
When we do them weekly.
Thanks for all the great card not so great.
What?
Thanks for all the great card not so great life advice. Oh, and not so great. That's a parenthesis.
It's a parenthesis.
That's a C.
I will tell you right now. I will tell you right now.
If I just do that.
Yeah.
What does that say?
That says canned.
Card,
whatever. Listen, the point is, I've got great penmanship.
You have pretty good penmanship.
Okay, maybe I put that parenthesis a little too close, okay? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But that is.
I like how that devolved so
read it
much.
Again. We didn't even get his fucking thing out. How dare you?
That devolved so quickly from, like, you're going to get angry that you're right and that I can't read, to, like, here's the hard evidence. And you're like, God damn it. That's it.
Like, everything we do devolves. everything we do crumbles apart at the fucking seams.
All right.
Read it again.
One more time DJ Easy Bank. My favorite podcast. This has quickly become the podcast that I look forward to weekly.
Yep.
Thanks for all the great and not so great life advice.
Ooh, these people are getting snarky.
I mean, I understand sometimes it's not so great. Sometimes it's just pretty good.
Okay. I'll say this much. We have honestly tried, after we get the jokes out, it's about entertainment. After we get the jokes out, we've honestly tried to seriously answer some of these fucking questions and emails. The only time we don't is when we say up front, you're an idiot, this is stupid, we're not going to answer it, and then we go into the bullshit.
Yes.
But we have always tried our best to get, and I'm surprised that we've honestly tried our best. So you know what, DJ, wicka wicka easy bake, we're sorry. Oh, and also, we're sorry we made you wait. He's waiting a week. He's waiting for this thing. And sometimes I get sick. I get the sniffles.
Yep.
Do you want me to get Jinx sick? Because
we talked about it too. When he texted me the day we were supposed to record, like, hey, I'm sick. Can we reschedule? Well, yeah, no worries about it. Mostly, I just don't want to get you sick. I don't feel too bad. Just don't want to spread the germ, which I appreciate.
Right.
Because I am. So many coworkers come to work sick.
It's
fucking hate it. Don't get me sick. There's no reason.
Yeah.
I got like 2 hooks of antibacterial.
By the way, we're dressed,
sanitizer.
We're dressed exactly
Holy
the same.
Holy shit, we are.
It's weird. When I put this shirt on today, I thought about the last time I wore this shirt in your presence when you also had the same shirt on, and we've come. That's the worst podcast.
But anyway, we talked about, and Gary was very kind to not want to share those
very
gems.
Kind.
I really appreciate
it. So I'm sorry, I'm sorry, DJ Easy Bake.
That's not weekly.
I'm sorry that we skipped the week. I'm sorry. I hope he's still. You think he offed himself because of it? You think missing us?
No. I mean, no? He does look forward to it. I hope. I just hope we're worth the wait sometimes.
I think we always are. All right, so this next one, I just noticed on this card, I just wrote podcast for the Jules cast. Right?
All right.
The reason I only wrote that down is because I could not fit the review on this big ass note card.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to put that in there. This is from Julie.
Holy shit, how long is this?
And you know what? It's not just that it's long. It makes no fucking sense. I'm going to read this whole thing. By the way, my favorite part of her long... Look at this. My favorite...
Holy shit.
But my favorite part about her long-ass review is that she refers to us several times as ACL.
Okay.
Which makes no sense. But okay, so I'm just going to read it all. She gave us
Accidental Coaches of Life.
She gave us a 5-star review.
Yep.
Very kind. Her name is Julie. She's got a Patreon, by the way. Yogi Jules. Patreon.com/YogiJules. She's a super big supporter of us. She's always there. But I think she might have been having a fucking stroke when she wrote this. Because here we go. You never know. A crayon in confusion was arrested this morning after he was running in front of a foot. Mr. Jinx had a history of sleeping, but no one, not even his skyscraper building, ever imagined he'd laugh with a hairpin stuck in his belly button. In May, cops followed the ACL guys to an Arby's where one was reportedly seen dancing in the fry machine. In June, a woman was charged with such similar crimes, but rather than dance in the fry machine, she tap danced with the soda machine. Either way, we imagine that after witnessing them, there were probably a whole lot of badgers that are going to need therapy. The ACL team is only slightly odd, but I would share my Frisbee with them. If they asked me to share some Kool-Aid, I may have some mediation exercises. Sleeping with this podcast on will certainly make all hedgehogs steal your beers. Thanks. Literally makes no fucking sense. Now, I even said, when I asked for the reviews, mm-hmm. I said you could just type...
Whatever you want.
You could just type random keys. As long as you give us a 5-star review, we would put you in the running for the free t-shirt.
Yep.
Now this is a big if. Mm-hmm. I'm on a limb here, but do you think that's exactly what she did? And she just randomly hit keys and it somehow made this. What the fuck is she talking about?
All I can really take away from it is that I've broken a friend's Frisbee before.
Right.
I'm a terrible person to share a Frisbee with.
I don't know if I'm bragging or if I'm admitting how stupid I am, but I couldn't throw a Frisbee until this year. until last year.
Do you want to play Frisbee after this?
No, not especially.
I have two in the car right now.
Okay, then yeah.
All right. Like, I always keep a Frisbee with me.
Okay, I got a Frisbee in my hand, guys.
Boom.
Okay.
How quickly did you think I could get a Frisbee to you? With no prior knowledge.
I wish this was a video podcast, but if you don't, I am holding a Frisbee. I just think it's odd how you said the sentence.
Uh-huh.
I always keep a Frisbee on me.
Yes. True.
What is this, Cheap Thrills?
Oh, I got that at a record store in San Luis Obispo.
Hey, shout out to Cheap Thrills Record Store. They got music, they got movies, they got video games.
They got 99 cent Frisbees.
They're located at 563 Higuera.
As good as it gets, I guess.
Hey, call them up. It's 805-544-0686. Facebook.com/CheapThrills. Slow.
Good comics, a lot of great toys, records. Fucking mm-hmm. really cool little show.
Thank you for your review, Julie. And if you would like to send us an email explaining what the hell drug you were taking when you wrote that, I would be interested to know. All right.
All right.
Next up.
Last one.
Last one?
It.
Okay, last one.
From Snowcone 789.
Snowcone 789. Do you like a snow cone? And what is your favorite flavor of snow cone? And are we counting shaved ice? That's just a snow cone, right? That's a fancy way of saying
it. I like the Hawaiian shaved ice, which is, I think it's just more consistent with the syrup
with
around
the syrup.
Oh,
yeah.
Because when you go to a snow cone, I got to the point now where, because I'm an adult and I can fucking waste some food if I want to.
Right.
I fucking knock that whole fucking cone off. I go right to what's left in the cup,
because
that's where all the syrup and the really good
is. I like sucking down the ice, man.
No, man, it takes too much to get to it. I just knock that shit right off.
I got a serious question.
The shaved ice, like, it's consistent throughout. Every bite has got a nice...
I'm a fan of the shaved ice as well. Yeah. I'm not a fan of the multitude of flavors they offer. Like, there's too many.
Cherry's what I go with.
This is something I've wondered for a long time. When I think it was about 10 years old, maybe 11, whenever the Super Mario Brothers was in the theaters.
Okay.
It seemed like we had gone shaved, like, Hawaiian ice craze. Like, there was a Hawaiian ice craze. Is this true, or was I just super into Hawaiian ice when I was 10? And then, I thought, like, I'd never heard of it before, and then all of a sudden things started popping up.
Popping up, and then they had those self machines, like, where... super cheap, like anybody could just start selling snow cones for like a buck at like
Well, I mean, how much could it possibly cost?
Yeah, yeah, super cheap. I think it was a super easy way to make some quick cash.
Did you ever have the Snoopy snow cone machine?
No.
I bought my daughter that for, I think, her birthday one year. And the biggest piece of shit. It's the biggest piece of shit. I mean, maybe in the 50s when that shit came out, it like blew people away. But like, you put a fucking ice cube in.
Yeah.
And you crank the motherfucker.
It just chips it.
It doesn't do shit until the ice cube melts properly, a little bit melty, so it finally... And I'm guessing because one dumb shit little kid stuck his fucking finger in there, so they had to dull down the blade, so I don't get a fucking quality snow cone. And then they give you one little packet of syrup. It's bullshit. It ruined my daughter's birthday. Anyway, snow cone, what is it?
Snow cone
789. What could you possibly have a problem with?
Do you think it's 789 because of that old joke? 789?
What joke?
Why was 6 scared of 7?
Why?
789.
I don't get it.
Alright.
Okay.
Was that one shitty joke too? Like,
there's a lot of
what did the 0 say to the 8?
What?
What's with the belt, fuckface? Anyways.
You love to make me edit. You love to make me just chop the... When this episode comes out and it's fucking 14 minutes long, I just want all of you guys to know it's because I had to cut out a 15-minute tirade by Jinx over here telling the world's worst fucking joke. Okay.
Those are mine. I mean, they're just...
Well, you brought it in.
They're out there.
You brought it in, okay? You didn't make this frisbee, but you brought it in, didn't you?
You need another frisbee. I got another one.
Why would I need more than one frisbee? I think I actually have a frisbee at the house.
Sweet deal.
Okay, read the fucking snow cone thing.
It's from Snow Cone 789.
Yep.
Thank you! Exclamation point.
Why they're so
angry. Finally, someone there can tell me how to live my life for free? Because there's a question mark at the end of it.
To Snow Cone 789's credit, that question mark should not be there. That is my fault.
Why'd you write a question mark? That's how I read it. That's how I read the script.
I know. Listen, you did your job to the best of your abilities. You did your job.
All right.
When I wrote that down, I even thought to myself, I'm like, that shouldn't be there. But there's no way he'll read it as a question. Well, you did.
All right, so we'll read it right.
Okay, here we go. Take two. God, I'm going to have to fucking cut so much shit out of this thing.
Finally, somebody out there. Damn it, I fucked that one up. All right.
This is our best/worst
Boom.
Episode.
Take three.
All right, here we go.
Thank you! Exclamation point. Mm-hmm. Finally, someone out there can tell me how to live my life for free. Snowcone 789.
Oh, I get it. It ate 9.
What are you talking about?
789.
No, it's not like a food thing.
789.
No.
Then what the
not
fuck?
At all.
What's the joke then?
789.
Yeah. 789.
No, man, not at all.
Well, I'm lost. Give me that thing. We'll put that in the bag.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's a good joke. All right. This is exciting.
All right. Oh, somebody's going to win a t-shirt, huh?
I think we should do two.
Okay.
So two of you assholes are going to win a t-shirt. I'm going to shake it up.
Shake, shake, shake.
I'm going to shake it up here. All right, first one. I'm digging it in. Here we go. This should be more of a video thing, I would think, but here we go. All right, first person to win a t-shirt is Hizzy5678. You gave us a backhanded compliment, Hizzy, but Jinx is not happy with this at all.
Congratulations, Hizzy.
We'll get in contact with you, get the size, and and that'll be great. Okay, next one.
All right.
Two t-shirts. Here we go. Who do you hope it is? We already got Hizzy.
I don't hate that Hizzy won. Like, congratulations. It's fine. We really tore into her Dr. Phil analysis.
But... Congratulations. It's fine. Should be on one of our tombstones.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Okay, who do you hope this is? Out of all those reviews we read, who do you hope? I hope it's Jules, because that was so fucking insane. But I have it on good authority that this person, Jules, has already won an Accidental Life Coach t-shirt. So, I hope it's not Jules. I hope it's somebody else.
All right.
Here we go.
It's probably going to be Jules after that little speech. It is not Jules.
It's DJ Easy Bake.
Congratulations, DJ Easy Bake.
Yeah, look at that. Hizzy and DJ, you both get your Accidental Life Coach t-shirts. When should you receive those? When I fucking get around to it, because they got to send them to me. Then I'll send them out. But we'll get your information, and we'll send that shit out to you.
What's the logo look like? I haven't even seen this logo.
Yeah, you have. Have you ever listened to our podcast?
Yeah, it's that logo?
It's that logo, okay. Yeah.
It's the Hulk Hogan's thing?
What?
The podcast reminds, like, the red background with the
yellow. It's the red and the, yeah, the red, yellow, and the blue. But okay. On the back of the t-shirt, it's going to say, "We can fix you."
Okay.
Yeah. Down the spine. Down the spine. Yeah, I'm paying for double sides. That's what we're going to do. Anyway, thank you guys for reviewing and listening. This is the season finale. We're taking a couple weeks off. We will come back with, I was going to say an even better show.
Uh-huh.
We're going to come back with the exact same show.
Yeah.
It'll just be...
I mean, every time we do it, it's a little bit better, I think.
I think we dipped a little today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it is? Whenever I have fun doing them, not a good show. And this might be the most fun I've had recording with you, which means no one's going to like this, and it sucks. Hey,
that is the history where, like, you will tell me I hate it, I'm never going to do this again, and then everybody says it's the best one.
Yeah, everyone says, I love that, and I couldn't stand any part of it. Today, I've had a fun fucking 45 minutes, mm-hmm. Jinx, and guess what? No one's going to like it. Hey, specifically...
Do you know what's going to be fun, too?
What?
The next 10 minutes we're outside throwing that fucking Frisbee around.
I look forward to it. All right, guys. That's the episode. Anything else? By the way, while we're gone, while we take this 3-week break, that's your opportunity to send us some emails, and we'll use them in the next coming episode. Yeah. So how would they do that, Jinx? How would they
get
a hold of us?
You can email us at accidentallifecoach@yahoo.com.
That's right. And when we come back, we're going to have a lot more stuff, like a YouTube thing. We're going to have some sort of Twitter something or other. I believe it's just called Twitter at this
Twitter.
Point. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. We'll keep you in the loop. For those of you, DJ, what the fuck ever.
DJ Easy Bake.
And Hizzy. We'll get a hold of you and get the sizes and all that shit, addresses, and I'll make Jinx go to the post office.
I go to the post office all the time, selling a bunch of toys.
Hey, maybe he'll send you a toy.
Let me know let me know what you're into, and I'll see what I got.
How about you send one of them
mm-hmm.
a random toy?
Yeah, I can do that.
Just okay. So
some weird shit.
You're both gonna get a T-shirt.
I already know what I'm gonna give them to.
One of you is going to get a random toy.
Shit, I've been looking to get rid of
a previously owned toy.
Mm-hmm.
That's look at that. We're the show that keeps on giving.
That's right.
But we're not gonna be giving you shit for 3 weeks. Sorry, DJ, who looks forward to this show each week. You're going to have to look forward to something else for the next 3 weeks. But when we come back, we'll be bigger, better, and maybe Jinx will get an appropriate-sized hat for his fucking head, because right now, it's tiny as shit. Okay. Bye.
Oh, there's the bill.
I hate you. Bye.
Laters.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.